80-year-old Al Slusser starts his mornings the way many passionate hikers do.
Before I walk out the door, I check my to-do list to make sure I have my camera, make sure I have my cell phone, make sure I have water, make sure I've taken my medications, make sure that I have my suntan lotion and a little rain jacket, make sure I've got a walking stick, all these things.
Slusser is walking 230 miles across the vertical length of Oklahoma along U.S. Route 77. Each day he goes about 7 to 10 miles, then hitchhikes back to his travel trailer and drives it up to that day's stopping point. This is Slusser's fifth long-distance walk. In the past decade, he's trekked almost 8,000 miles. Slusser says he first had the idea to walk across the entire U.S. as a teenager, but it wasn't until he was 61 years old and came across an Oprah episode about bucket lists that he remembered his old dream.
9 years later, at the age of 70, I began my journey. It was interesting because I had no idea where I was going to start or how or anything about it. So I did a lot of planning, a lot of praying. When I was physically ready, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all ready to do this, I stepped out of the Pacific Ocean at San Diego, California, at Mission Bay Beach, and I walked from San Diego all the way across the United States to Annapolis, Maryland, and stepped into the cold, murky water of the Chesapeake Bay, which was part of the coastal waters of the Atlantic Ocean. So after almost 3,000 miles and 8 months of walking, I made it across the United States from sea to shining sea.
About a year later, Slusser walked from Florida to the U.S.-Canada border. He is now the oldest documented person to walk the entire length and width of the United States.
I think I've been in just about every kind of storm, everything from tornadoes to hurricanes, earthquakes, sandstorms, rainstorms, snowstorms, hailstorms. I think I've been in it all. I've camped in freezing weather when I've had ice on my tent, and I've camped when I've had 100 plus degrees. So I've been in forests, I've camped literally in the sand dunes of California, I've camped in churchyards next to cemeteries, I've camped in old buildings, wherever I can. So it's been very interesting to have these kinds of experiences.
Slusser dedicates each of his walks to a cause. The walk through Oklahoma is part of a tour he calls Walking for Heroes, which he's dedicated to first responders.
I believe with all of my heart that the first responders are worthy of honor, and we need to honor them.
First responders have helped Slusser several times throughout his life.
In my youth, I was involved in an automobile accident, and it was very serious. I was in the hospital for 10 days. But it was the first responders who came to the scene and picked me up off of the street and got me into an ambulance and took me to the hospital. And then later on, after I was married, my family and I suffered the total loss of our home in a house fire. And it was the first responders who came to our aid. They didn't know us, but they came to our aid on a cold, wintry night in Flagstaff, Arizona, and rescued us and helped us through that. And then later, my wife and I were involved in an airplane crash. We were riding with some friends who owned the airplane. It was a private aircraft. We were flying from Arizona to Virginia, and we crashed into the forest in Kentucky. Well, it was first responders, search and rescue, who came to our rescue and found us in the forest.
Slusser says his current walk is likely his last, but he has plans for his second retirement.
I don't know what I will do with it once I get it, but I'm going to go for a master's degree and a doctorate when I get through with these walks.
Slusser says he looks back on his 10 years of walking as the time he found and fulfilled his purpose. He now knows what he wants his tombstone epitaph to read.
He had faith. He talked the talk, and he walked the walk.
For KGOU, I'm Matt Bowling.